This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Yeah, it's almost the new year. What are you doing to celebrate? Are you getting ready for it? We're going to talk about big babies, big snow, and a closed government. Yeah. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Thanks for hanging with us here at the tail end of 2018. So let's get to the stuff that some of you are still talking about, and that is, yep, the government's closed for business right now, but that's not a surprise because we just talked about that in our last show that it wasn't going to happen. There was no vote. There was no end in sight. So this is going to go into 2019. Here's the big question. How deep does it go into the upcoming year? So you got a house that's going to be Democratic. There's no votes planned for this week. Most federal employees are losing pay because of the closure. And then most of them, by the way, are Democrats. So, I don't know, do the math and think of who's going to be up for re-election. Trump is going to give his State of the Union speech, so the president will do that on January 22nd. Wow. So will it be in effect until then? That is huge if it is, my friends. And this has happened before. Usually it's not quite as long, but there certainly is that possibility. So if I'm reading the tea leaves, and I'm not great at that, but I did talk to a few people today about what is going on in D.C. and how jagged this all is. And the White House press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, issued a statement outlining Trump's demands that didn't include the word wall. She said there was no significance, though, to the admission of that by not saying that. One of the things that he clearly has said is any bill to fund the government has to fund border security to stop the flow of illegal drugs, criminals, MS-13 gang members, child smugglers, human traffickers into the communities and protect the American people. So I guess the White House is flexible on the composition of the border wall, but there's been all kinds of different, you know, terms to describe it. Slats, fence, barriers, and this is all different. If you talk to anyone who's in the building business, of course it's different. But this is semantics that we're jumping through right now. There's just no sign toward any plan to fund 9 government departments. They closed after money ran out December 21st. So the Senate and the House had brief sessions Thursday afternoon. Neither chamber took any votes. That was it. It's still in effect and could be all the way until the 22nd. So people aren't getting paid. If you work for the Coast Guard, you are doing it for free. No paychecks. And if you think of the 22nd, that's a whole month without pay. And boy, for some people, that would be pretty brutal. There's no question about that. So for government workers, this is a disaster. Thousands of home sales are being held up because it's halted the new flood insurance policies. The Federal Emergency Management Administration stopped issuing new policies under the National Flood Insurance Program. And so that can be disastrous. And so we'll see. And basically, this is how they're operating. I talked to somebody in Congress today. You get 24 hours. It's like a bat phone. You must have your cell phone on and all your aides at all times, but this is normal. And you get 24 hours to get your rear end back to D.C. if they're going to vote on any deal. There is no smoke signal that's gone up, so there's no vote happening at least through the weekend. What happens after that? We head into the new year. Can't imagine, really? Could this really go all the way to the 22nd? When a baby has to come out, a baby will come out. A baby is not waiting and standing on ceremony, unlike the government in this closed-down tug-of-war that's happening between the White House and the rest in Congress. In Texas, a newborn baby boy breaking records big time. Why? 21.5 inches long, Baby Alley, 14 pounds, 13 ounces. Allie's parents, Jennifer and Eric Medlock, both music teachers in the Arlington Independent School District. The son was a record breaker. The doctor said it's the biggest baby he ever delivered in his 30-plus years being a baby doctor. Can you imagine? Because of the size, the baby has to be in the NICU because you got to think of blood sugar, platelets, all that kind of stuff. But signs are pointing in the right direction. What's really interesting is this baby has a big sister, but she was 9 pounds, 10 ounces when she was born. Whew, 14 pounds. That is a big old baby. If you are traveling in the Midwest, look out. The white stuff is going to slam into you. Hate to be the bearer of bad news as a weather woman at one point in my career for 2 weeks. Sadly, there is a severe storm system. It's causing blizzard conditions in the U.S., torrential rains, floods, threats in the south. That's for sure. And, you know, we even have in this, when this happens, I don't know, what can you do about this? It's terrible and tragic for any of the relatives and, of course, for the person. But two people died. A 58-year-old woman died after a tree fell on her trailer. And this happened in Louisiana. 11 inches of rain has fallen in areas of Washington Parish in Louisiana. Just really nasty stuff. Because, you know, here's the thing. When it pelts down for 5 or 6 hours, I mean, you know it's going to really add up. There's road closures, travel warnings, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's nightmares. So heading into the New Year's weekend, some may have their plans spoiled. I say just stay indoors and celebrate. Watch the ball drop on Times Square. Watch some ball games. Make your own poinsettias, right? And when I'm talking about poinsettias, they can be the virgin kind where it's just cider or with some cranberry, or you can take champagne and cranberry juice, and that would be like a traditional poinsettia. So 1 million people under blizzard warnings. If you're listening to me right now in Kansas, Nebraska, Minnesota, and the Dakotas, you are really in the eye of the storm. And the low visibility is going to make that travel really, really tough. You know, on a road that's treacherous. I've been on this road many times in my life, 70. And there's a 70-mile stretch on 70 that could be pretty nasty for all in its wake. So make sure you check the weather before you go out. In fact, the weather was so brutal, and I mentioned this in a previous show we did, that probably 15 minutes from my house, they had the Cotton Bowl going on, and they had to stop it midway through the first quarter because there was so much lightning and wind and rain. I mean, just nasty in Dallas. It just spiked the football game. They couldn't do it. And a lot of people had trouble flying in and out of the DFW area. So make sure you check the flights for sure, because heavy rain could prevent you from getting in, and snow deadly as well. All right, we've just started to scratch the surface here, talking about the blizzards that could affect millions this weekend. We're going to get on to some lighter fare as we cruise along here on the show. Happy, happy, everybody. KD here on ATN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fascinating thing, you delight me, and I know you're speaking of me.
All right, coming up, a man slapped with a $28,000 fine for killing a 26-point buck. What's that all about? We'll dive into it. Also, a superstar misses the Cotton Bowl, Dexter Lawrence, for Clemson, as they are taking on Notre Dame on Saturday, one of the two semifinal games in college football for the right to go to the national championship. He is a big name, and I'll tell you why that's happening. And, of course, when we get to the man cave, we're going to have an interview with Ben Troop. This guy is so funny. Tight end at one point in his career for the Titans, and knows football inside and out. So he and I have a chat about the Titans, the NFL, his alma mater, Florida, taking on Michigan, that kind of fun stuff. And that, again, is during the Man Cave. Before we get to the Man Cave, a couple of quick things in this segment. One, attaboy, I got to say to this, I can remember hearing stories about him. Richard Overton is the nation's oldest World War II veteran. He died on Thursday night. He was 112 years old. Wow, 112. And, you know, he was at the Veterans Day ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. He got a standing ovation. He said it was one of the proudest moments of his life. He was born in 1906. He volunteered to join the Army in his 30s, served from 40 to 45, and he was part of the all-black 187th Engineer Aviation Battalion. He fought in island hopped throughout the South Pacific. He went to Guam, Iwo Jima was another one of his, stops. And he said in an interview, and I remember seeing this interview, he said, you heard in Iwo Jima the water turned to blood? He said, well, it did. And he said, the stuff that we went through, I never want to go through that again. So he was like a walking historian because he was there with his eyes. He saw what was happening, which people don't realize the hell of war. But through him, some of the stories were so interesting. And, it's interesting. He needed in-home care so he wouldn't have to move to a nursing home. You heard how old I said he was, right? Because he was diagnosed with pneumonia this month. And he was battling an infection, back in November of 2015. There was a GoFundMe campaign that was flopped up. It raised more than $450,000 to pay for that, which is so cool because people really like this guy, and I really liked him. I loved his stories, his folksy stories, and to be 112, thank you for your service. Thank you for your stories. What a great, great legacy, too. He leaves behind. He said, when people would ask him the key to longevity, he said cigars and whiskey were his secrets to longevity. Yeah, he wasn't drinking green shakes. He wasn't doing that. So the story is the best. The story is the best, isn't it? It is. I love it. All right, let's jump to this story. And this story is the one that I mentioned about this buck and killing the buck and getting the $28,000 fine. So, it happens, right? You're supposed to have a permit, but a 26-point buck. So this happened that, I'll tell you the whole story. So here's the story. An Amish man from Holmes County got the fine. 43-year-old Junior Troyer is his name, because, of course, now he's everywhere. Everybody's talking about the story. And he entered pleas of no contest in Conshohocton Municipal Court to a one count each of providing false information while game-checking a deer, attaching a game-check number to a deer that was originally issued to another, taking more than one antler deer in a licensed year, possessing deer or deer parts without valid tag or permit, and attacking an antlerless doe game check number to an antler deer. Is that making sense to anyone? All are third degree misdemeanors. So then you add up all the costs and all the other stuff and restitution to the state of Ohio, his hunting privileges revoked for 2 years, serving time in jail, 60 days in jail. No truth to the rumor that he was going to be able to make deer jerky when he was in there, some venison. But wow. So Andy, I got to ask you, as somebody who has hunted in your past when you were younger, what is the scoop on that? Do you think it's just because he was moving tags and doing things he shouldn't have done?
I think it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, it's just a deer. I think $28,000 is outrageous, especially for an Amish person who's not very...
Doesn't have $28,000 in his back pocket, most likely, yes. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. They found the head of the 8-point duck in a ditch. And so, I guess what he's trying to do is, like you said, I agree with you. $28,000 is ridiculous. But they were going to get their piece of the pie because they're saying that the value of the deer was so high, so he screwed over Ohio by doing that. And I'm like, wow, how do you measure all that? I mean, I don't know. So no contest. He's got to serve time. He's got to come up with a scratch somehow.
Too bad. I mean, probably shouldn't have broke the law, but that's too much of a penalty.
Yeah, they could make the fine less. I mean, already he's going to do the 60 days. Already he's doing all these other things. So couldn't they just have called it at that and maybe a couple $1,000s?
I'm reading that it's more than $1,000 per point. That's how they got to that number.
Yeah, wow. That's crazy. They need to start posting signs. Just so you think, we're not kidding in Ohio. Every point counts $1,000. And, of course, I'm wading into waters I don't know very much about. I had uncles that hunted, and my cousin has hunted, and, you know, a lot of people in my family have. And I know what venison tastes like, and I love, to be honest, my uncle Owen gave me some of the best venison jerky I ever had ever in my life, and if only his son, my cousin, would have carried on that tradition. But, and he has hunted, but he hasn't done it in a while. So there's a lot I don't know about that. There's a lot that probably more of you know about than me, but I think it seems so stiff. Wow. It does. But, you know, the answer to that would be somebody listening to me in the game warden side of things, or, you know, the park rangers would say, well, then what if everybody else just decided they were going to go and take out these deers, and then, boom, nobody gets penalized like that? Do you think that's going to be something that would inhibit others from doing the same thing? And I don't know. Would it inhibit other people from doing it? All right, this is kind of crazy. But because we're going into the lighter fare, like I said, the while we're talking about having this crazy blizzard in the U.S., there's a record heat wave that is scorching Australians. Oh, you got to have your copper tone and then some when you're out there laying around, because the temperature soared be above 120 degrees in some spots. They have health warnings out. Nighttime, it's not much relief. Temperatures are still above normal. People are melting. That's what's happening. It's brutally hot. They say, forget frying an egg on the footpath. You could roast a whole chicken in the main square. And so they're trying to make the point that it's hot. And summer is just getting started in Australia, along with the rest of the southern hemisphere. So the first month of summer is a long way to go, people. There's some more shrimps to be put on the barbie. And right now it's looking pretty dry. And that's pretty brutal, because this is also a time when you'll have some Americans and others that will go and visit Australia. I don't know, 120 degrees, hey, if I threw the dice and I happen to go then, so be it. But I would think tours and everything else, that would just be blazing hot. I've lived in hot places. I've lived in the desert. I've lived in California when we were all parched and there was no rain, but it never was quite that hard and hot. And I've been in Dallas where you really could fry up an egg. But that is some crazy stuff, I gotta say. Coming up, we're going to invade the man cave with a conversation with former NFL player Ben Troop on the flip side here on my show, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Border battle. President Trump and Democrats still at odds over the border wall as the partial government shutdown rolls on. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border with the goal of keeping illegal aliens out of the country. Now, this comes as an illegal immigrant accused of shooting and killing a police officer in California during a traffic stop. Randy Richardson, the police chief in Newman, California, calling this officer an American patriot. On Wall Street, the Dow up 260 points, the Nasdaq up 25, the S&P 500 up 21. And the latest unemployment numbers, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes from Washington, D.C.
The Labor Department reporting that 210,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits last week, 2,000 fewer than the previous week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
This version of Invade the Man Cave with me, Kate Delaney. Always a pleasure to catch up with Ben Troop, former NFL tight end, also played for the Florida Gators. The Gators are taking on Michigan on Saturday in the Peach Bowl. What's up, Ben? Psyched to have you as always stopping by. I'm excited for this week in the NFL, and I know some of you are too, judging by all the emails. Ben Troop is hovering in our virtual green room, former NFL tight end, Florida Gators alum. Oh, he's got to be psyched about what's happening this week. And host of Three and Out on Southern Pigskin Radio. Hey, Ben, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm looking forward to Saturday afternoon, even though they got them college football playoff games. So hopefully my Florida Gators take care of business so I can get to the mother too.
Yeah, so what are they going to have to do, the Florida Gators, to beat Michigan? That would be huge for them to nail them.
I mean, you know, I mean, Michigan's had our number way back even when I played. I mean, I got to play Michigan Outback Bowl way back when, and they beat up on us. And obviously 2 years ago, they beat up on us. I think not having their best two players on defense is definitely going to help. But I think, you know, even though we're 9-3, I think Dan Mullen going to have to show that he can go out there and beat a team like Michigan who's definitely going to try to come and make a statement on Saturday.
Yeah, do you think he's done a good job with the Gators?
I think he's done a phenomenal job when you think about the fact that he won with essentially the same guys last year. I love Felipe Franks. Obviously, you know, him being a Florida guy, me being a Florida guy, I'm going to support him. But Felipe Franks had 20-something TDs and I think 6 picks. When you look at this time last year, we were trying to see who was going to be on, you know, under center for the Florida Gators coming, you know, coming off a season to where we didn't even make a bowl game. When you see the fact that, yeah, lost to Georgia, lost to Missouri, you know, lost to Kentucky, but this is Kentucky's best team they probably had in a decade. And I just think, yeah, 9-3, man, making a New Year's 6 bowl, you got to give them a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's talk about this game, the Colts and the Titans. Wow, the Titans with that quarterback problem, making the playoffs crazy, and then you look at Derrick Henry and how amazing his. Let's start with the probability that the Titans beat the Colts, especially with the way the Colts have been playing, Ben.
I think there's going to have to be a heavy dose of Henry this weekend, and I know that little Deion Lewis is going to have to have something to say about in the passing game as far as like from the running back position. But Vrabel, man, and finding a way to win with a guy like Blaine Gabbert who's been a journeyman, and I think you got to give him a lot of credit for understanding that. Listen, man, the AFC South is not a beautiful position. I mean, a division, you know, one of the worst divisions in football, but Houston has obviously ran away with it. And I just think that for the Titans to be in a position to still make the playoffs last week 17 says a lot about their team.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. It sure does say a lot. What is it about Derrick Henry? He's a stud. It's unbelievably exciting, I got to say, as a fan to watch what he can possibly do every time he touches the ball.
I think it's Eddie George 2.0. Eddie George with dreads in his hair. That's what I like to call him. I mean, doesn't have a lot of wiggle to him. Doesn't need a lot of wiggle to him. I mean, every time, I don't like the fact that they show him and Deion Lewis sitting on the bench, during the game. But, you know, it's not Deion Lewis's fault, but his legs can't even touch the ground. He's so short. And you see Derrick Henry next to him. I go, that's not a defensive end. That is the starting running back for the Titans. But he's doing a great job, man. And I just think that, you know, when you had a guy like Murray who was there and they got him out of town because a guy like Derrick Henry, hey, man, it says a lot about that running game, man. Marcus Mariota being hurt, you're going to have a heavy dose of that run game.
Yeah. All right, how about this one? Is it possible, can we believe this, that the Steelers are going to miss the playoffs? You think they will?
I think they're doing everything they can to not make the playoffs. I mean, you know, you can't put yourself in that position last week against, you know, in a run a fake punt. That's not here. I know Juju Smith-Schuster is getting a lot of the flack, but you got too many weapons, man. I mean, you got 2,000-yard receivers, and I think Juju should have made the Pro Bowl over AB. I know AB got the name, but yeah, I just think that when you look at Mike Tomlin and to have to depend on Cleveland to win, and you got to beat Cincinnati. I think if Mike Tomlin and them don't make it, man, it's a disappointing year. I think he's still a great coach, but you can't put your team in that type of position and try to think you're going to beat a good team that's already in the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Ben Troop, former NFL tight end, Florida Gators alum, getting ready for the Gators to maybe take a bite out of Michigan. Can't wait for that game, either the Peach Bowl on Saturday. So how about this one? You know, you look at the sixth seed in the NFC. It comes down to the Vikings versus the Eagles. The Eagles need some help. They need the Bears to beat the Vikings. How probable is that? Because the Bears have something to play for.
A little deja vu, man. Nick Foles, man, coming in, saving the season again. I know they playing some good football right now. The offense seemed to play a lot better when a guy like Nick Foles. I guess even though they call it RPOs, everybody know Nick Foles ain't finna pull that ball down and run it. But but Zach Ertz and, you know, those guys, and they definitely go out there and try to make more plays. But I do hope that the Eagles get in because I think they'd probably be the scariest team. Because if you limp into the playoffs, even and you defend the Super Bowl champs, which I don't know what it is about making the playoffs after you win, that curse, hope of those guys get in, man, because I would definitely love to see Zach Ertz and that offense keep it moving in this year's playoffs.
Yeah, so, you know, what's interesting, if the Eagles do get in, Ben, what kind of a decision does Doug Peterson make? Does he keep Nick Foles in or does he go to Carson Wentz?
I think you have to keep Nick Foles in. I think if, you know, Nick Foles showed it and why he's now, listen, your franchise QB is going to be Carson Wentz. I mean, but Nick Foles, when you talk about some spurt, about 4 or 5 games, man, oh man, he go on that Joe Flacco run when he won the Super Bowl not too many years back. I mean, you give him 4 or 5 games with that defense playing the way it is, I think you stick with Nick Foles and let Carson Wentz get as healthy as he can be.
Yeah. So when you watch this game, this Peach Bowl, what are you going to be grubbing on? What's on the menu?
You know what, I can't even lie to you. When I watch my Florida Gators play, man, it's like watching my kids play, man, even though I'm not that much older than them. It's nerve-wracking. I got to watch the whole game. I got to analyze the game, you know, without being biased. I'm going to do my best to not be biased, but I'm not going to eat too much because I look at, like, if I start eating something and it's a pick, let me put that down. If I don't eat something, it's a pick, or do I eat? So I don't know. Maybe the game will dictate what I do. Might be a lot of water going on. I don't think that's going to affect my psyche too much.
You're superstitious then, right?
Absolutely, man. I'm a football player. You know, at the end of the day, we very superstitious. While Nick Saban eat his oatmeal pies, I don't know what in the world I got to eat. I got to go. The last time Florida was in a Peach Bowl and won, I got to go research it. And whatever they ate, I'm going to try to eat that.
I love that. Hey, last one. As a former tight end, you mentioned Zach Ertz before. Who do you think is the best tight end right now in the league?
While I love Gronk, I think right now it is Zach Ertz. Take nothing away from what Travis Kelce is doing. But when you look at the fact that Zach Ertz just broke Jason Witten record for most catches in the season, and he doesn't seem to be slowing down, Mr. Dependable, you know he's going to be the focal point of that Eagles passing game, and he does it so fluently, man. As Steve Smith Jr. said, the man got a PhD in running routes right now.
I love that. Ben Troop, enjoy the game, the Peach Bowl. Hopefully you're on the right side of that, and we'll talk to you again in the future. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
All right. Always good to catch up with Ben Troop. No question about that. And he's right about the Peach Bowl. That's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. And speaking of bowl games, maybe some of you have plopped in front of the tube to catch a couple of those games. Maybe you're an alum. Maybe the teams just play in your area, whatever it might be. But for some reason, you're connected to them. So when we look at a couple of these games that have already unfolded, and the bigger bowl games are really coming up, but don't tell that to people who went to Duke. Duke beat Temple 56-27. Yeah, it's funny because it was starting to be lopsided the other way in the first half where Temple really started taking off. But Duke said no, and they came back. And their quarterback, Daniel Jones, this kid threw 423 passing yards, 5 touchdowns. Wisconsin throttled Miami 35-3. Jonathan Lookout Taylor, he's going to be a pro. The running back, 27 carries, 205 yards, and a touchdown. Coming up, the two semifinal games on Saturday feature Clemson and Notre Dame, Alabama and Oklahoma. The first one, the Clemson game in the Cotton Bowl, Clemson-Irish game, 4 o'clock kick Eastern, but they're going to be without some of their star players. It's kind of a curious thing because Clemson's suspended 3 players who tested positive for this banned substance, traces of it, and I think they really thought that star defensive lineman Dexter Lawrence, especially, but also the other two, that they would be cleared when they took this sample B, because they took a second sample, and those drug samples, the drug test samples, came back, and they still showed the trace amounts of the banned substance, because sometimes you get that false positive. So they're not. So he's excused. Boom. He talked to reporters. Lawrence talked to reporters on Thursday, but was excused for media day. He had no idea, he said, how the system got, you know, the substance got into his system, and denied ever taking performance-enhancing drugs. Said he would, of course, have said, told the truth, whatever. But because of the way it came back, this decision stands. How could that have been consumed without their knowledge? They're looking at supplements. They're looking at saltwater float pools. They're looking at different aspects of treatment. Ostarine is the substance. It's not approved by the FDA, and it's not legally for sale in the United States, but there have been instances where the drug is used in supplements without being included on the label. So Clemson players say that the school closely monitors what the supplements are made, are, well, you know, the ones that are made available to the players, and they have a list of what's been approved. So if this is the end and this is how it's looking, because that was upheld after the samples, then Lawrence ends his career at Clemson with 133 tackles and 10.5 sacks. Wow. How about that? I'll be really curious to see what they find out, because I got to tell you, I believe them. I believe those other guys, too. I think there may have been something they didn't realize in the supplements, because I do think he would have said what was going on, and he had been tested like everyone else so many other times and never had a problem. Stay with us. Diving into the mailbag next.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I changed my mind. We're not going to dive into the mailbag. We're going to do that in another hour instead, because I drove by the movies. I went to the movies. I've actually gone to a couple of movies. I saw The Mule with Clint Eastwood. Very good, because Eastwood, he knows how to lay it on thick and he knows how to direct. And this was about an older man, like 90 years old, being a drug mule. And it was good. It was very, very, very well done. So the movies we're going to look at now, though, if you were cruising around trying to find something, depends on if you have kids with you or not, or you're dropping kids off, Vice, Aquaman, and Mary Poppins. We start with Vice. It is a satirical look, I'm going to call it that, on the life of Dick Cheney and his effect on Washington, D.C. Here's a little snippet of it.
What do you say? I want you to be my VP. I want you. You're my vice.
Well, George, I'm the CEO of a large company.
I have been Secretary of Defense, and I have been White House Chief of Staff. The Vice Presidency is a mostly symbolic job. However, if we came to a different understanding, I can handle the more mundane jobs. Overseeing bureaucracy, military, energy, and foreign policy.
Yeah, right. I like that.
I got a plan. I know the direction. Lay the land.
When you have power, people will always try to take it from you, always.
Are you even more ruthless than you used to be?
So we gonna do this thing or what? I mean, is this happening?
I believe we can make this work.
God damn.
All right, so Adam McKay did this. He's an actor, comedian, director. He used to be the head writer on Saturday Night Live. He's a screenwriter, and he's partnered with Will Ferrell. They've done a bunch of stuff together. Anchorman, Talladega Nights, The Other Guys. He also wrote The Big Short, which I thought was a great movie back in 2015. Christian Bale was in that movie. He's in this movie. Christian Bale plays Dick Cheney. In fact, I think he really looks like him. And as he morphs himself into him. And I thought the movie was good. I think there are some unflattering parts of this movie. I don't think that Dick Cheney would necessarily go and see it, although Lynn Cheney really comes out looking good. And it's, I swear, I met her once, and you think you're talking to Lynn Cheney when you think you're really looking at her. Amy Adams played Lynn Cheney, and there's a bunch of awards, 6 Golden Globe Awards already, Best Motion Picture in a Musical or Comedy, Lead Actor Christian Bale. He really, like I said, transformed himself. Also, you know, there's other awards that are headed in the direction or nominations of that movie. So it depends on how you feel about that kind of comedy. If you like it and get it, then you'll like the movie. If you don't, then you won't like the movie. So, you know, that's the deal. That's what it's about. All right, so we move from Vice and the machinations of Adam McKay, so tongue-in-cheek, to the guy who swims in the water called Aquaman. Very different. Check it out.
My father was a lighthouse keeper. My mother was a queen. But life is a way of bringing people together.
We could unite our worlds one day.
Check it out. Arthur is talking to the fish.
They made me what I am. Permission to come aboard.
I've been looking for you. Your half-brother, King Orm, is about to declare war upon the surface world. The only way to stop this war is for you to take your rightful place as king.
Trust me, I am no king.
You do your best thinking when you're not thinking at all.
That was the worst pep talk ever.
You might want to strap in.
Thank you.
had no choice. I came to save my home and the people that I love.
You think you're unworthy to leave because you're of two different worlds? That is exactly why you are worthy.
That was awesome.
The war is coming to the surface. And I'm bringing the wrath of the seven seas with me.
We're here.
What are you doing? Hey,
wait. You have a parachute.
Redheads, you gotta love them.
All right, a really big movie, number one at the holiday box office. Of course, it goes to that whole comic book thing. William Dafoe's in it, Patrick Wilson, Nicole Kidman, Amber Heard, Jason Momoa is the Aquaman, the legendary trident of Atlant to save the underwater city of Atlantis. So if you know the story, you get the whole Aquaman thing. Not surprised it's number one. But there was a lady with an umbrella that was challenging Aquaman. Her name is Mary Poppins. Check it out.
I can't remember why we kept most of this stuff to begin with.
Don't you remember that kite? We used to love flying that with Mother and Father.
Those days are long behind me.
I live and breathe.
You came back.
You seem hardly to have aged at all.
Really? One never discusses a woman's age, Michael. Would have hoped I taught you better. What brings you here after all this time?
Same thing that brought me the first time. I've come to look after the bank's children.
Ah! Oh, yes, you too.
We're about to lose our home. Everything's fallen to pieces since your mother.
I miss Mother. Nothing's gone forever, only out of place.
It's a good thing you come along when you did, Mary Poppins.
How did you do that?
Do what? You've been off filling the children's heads with stuff and nonsense.
You've forgotten what it's like
to be a child.
All right, so Mary Poppins, again, has found its audience, a remake of the original Mary Poppins. I've heard pretty good reviews about it. If you have kids and they're into Mary Poppins, or you think they might be, then this would be the place to go. I believe it will challenge Aquaman a little bit, although Aquaman's probably going to hang in there for a while. Thanks for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.